Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Full of frustration. Full of despair. From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation. Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory, pride, passion, in search of silverware. And they found Major League Soccer.
Welcome to a pre-decision day episode of the MLS UK show. I'm Elliot Holman.
And I'm Henry Hewitt. This will mean nothing if you're listening on your podcast provider, but if you're watching us on YouTube, you may see that we've got different camera angles. We need to get this out of the way pretty much straight away. Mm. The reason is our normal cameras, I only brought two memory cards and one of them is not working. So we're doing it on our phones. This is a plug, actually, for those people who are listening on the podcast provider to check us out on YouTube and see this new camera angle. As a result as well, because we can't have it on selfie mode because the camera quality isn't as good, we don't know what is going out at the moment. So this could look awful or it could look really cool. Find out when you watch us on youtube.com/MLSUK show. Subscribe while you're there. Anyway, that's out the way now.
Good plug. We're essentially giving you a worse angle, but in better quality.
Yeah, so it depends what you're really after.
What you're into. But if you're listening like normal, maybe you're in the car or you're on the walk, still going to sound just as fantastic as always.
Yes, the quality's good. Maybe not the quality of the presenter.
Oh, the content's awful.
So this is actually, funnily enough, and this sort of stuff happens to us all the time, this is actually one of our biggest episodes of the season. Our first episode always does really well, and then the episode going into the playoffs always does really well as well. And that's where we are. It's decision week, if you will, because we will talk about this, but there's a few teams, including the purple and pink sides from Miami. Well, sorry, Florida, I should say.
big error early doors there.
I'm getting it in early because I know based on Atlanta, it's not going to be a very good episode for me. But yeah, big game in Florida this midweek. So we'll talk all about that and we'll have a look back at what happened this last weekend, see who's clinched their spot in the playoffs and who's been eliminated. But first, if you follow us on social media, on Twitter, at MLS UK Show, you'd have seen recently that both myself and Elliot, we have got the World Cup official sticker book.
Yes.
How expensive are stickers now, though?
Mate, don't I'm onto a winner, though. My hairdresser, my barber, is running a swap shop. So you get free haircut if you just buy a load of stickers and bring the swaps in. So I spent like what I would spend on my next three haircuts on stickers. And then I'm just going to keep going back for a trim like all the time. And wow. I don't have to pay.
Well, Poppy does my hair, so I don't have that luxury. But I did actually, and I want to play you this because I recorded her as she was doing it. When I got the sticker book, I got a load of stickers, including Mark Anthony Kay, who was my first MLS one. But then I got another MLS player. And Poppy was sat next to me. She said, can I open a packet? So I give it her. And then she started reading out the names of the players. Now, you'll know as well as me and everyone else at home, if you like football, if you like soccer, if you like sports, you get to learn about loads of different surnames and names, how you pronounce them and stuff.
It's like the weird geography that you pick up as well.
Yeah, exactly. So Poppy doesn't really like sports, so she doesn't have that. So she started reading out the names of the players and she struggled. But I luckily, when I recorded it, the first one she got, and this is totally by chance, was an MLS player. So if you play it, there's three players. Listen out for the first one, though, because it really made me laugh.
Here we go.
We have Tarjan Buchananan from Canada. We have Eamon Bakok from...
Who?
Where are you from?
Morocco.
Eamon. Not a clue.
No.
And we have... Oh, he's only got one name. Richarlison from Brazil.
So that was what I had to put up with. But that when she said that, if you play it again, this is the first, in case you missed it, the first MLS player, first one out.
We have Tarjan Buchananan.
Tarjan Buchananan.
So, yeah, sorry, Tarjan. But, I mean, to be fair, we get names, well, mainly me, actually. I get names wrong all the time.
So have you got anyone other than Canada? Because you've got, you had Mark Anthony Kay and Tejan Buchanan.
Yeah, I've got quite a few now. I've got Matt Turner.
Nice.
I've got a few. I've got Aaron Long as well. So I've got a few US players. Not got the US shiny yet, though. You got the Canada shiny, didn't you?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. But we'll keep people updated. And if anyone else is doing the World Cup sticker book, let us know. Maybe we can have an online swap shop.
I've actually got loads of MLS players to the point where I actually think I've almost completed the MLS part of it completely by chance. Yeah. And now I'm just waiting on loads of Korean players I've never heard of.
Yeah, I have noticed that it's, you know, the bigger nations, footballing nations, you get loads of, and US and Canada.
Uruguay, I've got one. Yeah. And then Canada, I've almost completed. It's weird.
I got Shaqiri as well. He was one of the first ones I got for Switzerland. So. So I don't know if we can keep up calling him Tarjan Buchananan, but next time I see him, that's what I'll be thinking of.
Well, I'll keep you updated if you want me to get you any swaps from the old hairdressers.
Well, your trim's looking quite fresh, so maybe I'll wait a few weeks.
I'm going to be going back every week just to get my book finished. Right, shall we do a game with a change in name?
Yes.
Okay. This is a really easy one.
Tarjan Buchananan.
Ah, you got it. I don't know where he's played over here. Poppy's mind. No, this is a really easy one, so I'm going to try and make it hard.
Okay.
So we're going to go from 0 to 100 here. They currently play in MLS.
Right.
However, I'm going to limit the teams that I tell you about.
Okay.
They have played for Cardiff City.
Right.
They have played for Queen's Park Rangers.
Oh.
Any early, like...
Well, you say Cardiff City.
What are you thinking?
I assumed of a certain Welshman that's playing, but then QPR, I didn't know whether he played for QPR or not, so...
How about Sheffield United?
No, keep going.
Middlesbrough. And like I said, I'm omitting a lot, but currently plays in MLS.
Right.
So...
That is a tough one because...
It's Cardiff City, Queen's Park Rangers, Sheffield United, Middlesbrough, currently plays in MLS.
Can you tell me which conference he plays in currently?
East.
In the East, right. Okay, I'll have a think about that. Think who it could be.
I know it's hard, but if I read you all of them, A, there's about 50, and B, you'll get it straight away.
Right, okay. If you think you know just off those teams, get in touch at MLS UK Show. If you're watching on YouTube, put it in the comments. I know quite a few people do when you realise who it is. It leaves a timestamp as well, so we know where in the podcast it's you've had that light bulb go off. Ding! Hopefully it'll happen to me at some point because I don't have a clue so far.
Okay, we've talked about this player playing at loads of different teams. We've talked about the World Cup and the stickers, which leads me nicely on to the fact that you need to get prepared for the World Cup. And here's a word about our sponsors from me.
And me.
MLS UK Show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
Thanks, Elliot. Yes, it's me, Elliot, here to tell you about our sponsors, soccer90.com. It is the place to go if you need to get set for the World Cup. Loads and loads of national team jerseys available there. Maybe your team has clinched. Maybe they are going all the way to MLS Cup and you need to represent. Head to soccer90.com.
Yes, but in the World Cup, Elliot, I'm on soccer90.com here. We've got, obviously, USA. We've got the England top, the away one, the nice one. Not the home ones have been... We'll have to win the World Cup in Narrowake.
Better than the USA one.
It is, but that's on there as well. And it is, when it comes from soccer90.com, it's actually really nice. Nigeria's top, Croatia's top, France as well. So loads on there. They've even got the pre-match jerseys of America and England too. So lots of stuff on there. And when you're there, if you type in MLS UK at the discount code in the checkout, you get 20% off too.
I don't really like the US one. I don't really like the England home one. If I was to get a discount on it, I would definitely be purchasing it. Let's just say that.
The MLS UK show.
So after months of twists and turns, weeks of us saying that LA Galaxy will inevitably bottle it, we now know going into decision week who has clinched their spot in the playoffs, who has been eliminated, and who has nothing to play for like LA Galaxy. However, that is because they have clinched it and we were wrong yet again. Elliot, before we look back at this weekend's action, I saw a stat actually after this weekend, and of the 112 interconference MLS games this season, who do you think
East versus West?
Yeah, East versus West matches. Who do you think came out on top?
Oof. West.
Wrong. They both won 40 games each with 32 draws, and the West got one more goal than the East. How mad's that?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, very equal.
But that's Philly repping the East, because the likes of DC and Toronto have kind of been, Chicago have been dragging it down, especially in terms of goals.
Yeah, well, Philly have made up for that with the amount of 5 and 6 nils they've had. But I thought that was incredible stat. Right, let's have a look at what else happened this weekend in MLS. And there's one place to start. It's with LAFC, our brand new Supporters Shield champions.
Congratulations.
Yes, yeah, second time they've done it now after 2019. Deserved winners?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel for Philly a bit. I think as soon as you start to think Philly are going to take it to the wire, and that's really impressive with the roster they're up against in LAFC. I think the moment you start losing 4-0 away at Charlotte, you can have no complaints, no arguments really. But it is a shame, because I think Philly were kind of on the verge of achieving something great. And unfortunately, LAFC kind of end up steamrolling everyone, and now steamrolling Philly as well.
Yeah, but as we know, it's very difficult to win both Supporters Shield and MLS Cup, as true. Philly have found out. So maybe this is better for them, maybe, because they'll get a home run until the MLS Cup, unless they play LAFC in MLS Cup. And they've done very well at home, have not lost this season. So maybe it's for the best.
Well, I know I'd rather win MLS Cup than Supporters Shield, which is weird, because in the football that we grew up watching, it's just about who finishes top.
Yeah.
But I'm all about MLS Cup, so good luck to them. But this could be the year for me that LAFC buck that trend. Mm. You know, they are streets ahead of 90% of teams in MLS. The streets ahead of 90% of teams they're going to face in the playoffs in MLS. It's going to be the likes of Philly that can stop them, as long as they don't have an off day.
Yeah, that's true. They've only lost one at home, I think, so far this season. So, you'd fancy them at home. You'd fancy them against the rest of the West, because let's face it, they have beaten the rest of the West, pretty much. It's going to be very, very exciting going into the playoffs, seeing which one of them. So I hope they both go quite far. I hope that they don't just get knocked out in the first stage, because then that would, I don't know, to me it kind of diminishes what happens in the regular season, but it's a totally different world, I guess.
Yeah, you can win Supporters Shield, and then if you're knocked out in the first round of the playoffs, well, not the first round because you get a bye, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That does take a huge chunk out of everything you've achieved.
It does. So LAFC won Supporters Shield because they beat Portland 2-1. Last minute goal by Dennis Bouanga. Off air, I asked you, I said it reminded me of Martial's goal for Man United against Liverpool.
Oh, I remember it really clearly.
Yeah, you said you didn't remember it at all.
Not a Man United fan like you. You even went to their games in lockdown.
I was working at their games in lockdown. There's a difference. I actually had a stream of a Bolton match on while it was on. So Portland, we're going to talk more about them later on when we talk about Decision Day, because they've got a massive game now next week to see whether they get into the playoffs. But the other team we haven't mentioned, because they played Philadelphia, they won 4-0, is Charlotte. What a first season they've had.
Yeah, so we spoke to Chris Smith on one of our first episodes of the season, and he'd done a real deep dive on Charlotte. He even went to Charlotte to do a bit of research. I think I need to go and do some research. but, you know, he told us they admitted they've made major failings with the roster building process. A few transfers, players thereafter didn't work out. No one expected them to finish this far off the bottom of the table, let alone that close to the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a good season. It was nice to see that the crowd seemed to still be there. There was a big crowd on Saturday. A bit of a stat around Charlotte, which is incredible. 19th of June, that was the last time they drew a match. They've either won or lost the last 16 games. Which is incredible, really. But yeah, good for them. Good for Danny Rios as well. He's only scored 6 this season, so to score 4 in one game, it bumps his stats up, I guess.
Any way at all that they somehow make playoffs? They're not technically eliminated yet.
They can make playoffs. I mean, they've got Columbus at home this week, and then Red Bulls away. Red Bulls have already clinched their spot in the playoffs. So. We have seen even this weekend that teams that have clinched kind of take the foot off the gas a little bit. So they can do. I mean, what a first season it would be. It would round it off amazingly if they do make it. However, if they don't, then I don't know. It's still been a great season for them.
Yeah, it's been a good season for them. Two teams it's not been a great season for. The bottom of the West, Seattle and SKC.
I know. We'd already knew that SKC had been eliminated. Seattle joined them this weekend. And, it's something. We've been watching MLS. We've been doing this podcast for 5 years. We've been watching it for about 6. I mean, even if we've been watching it for a decade, none of us have seen this.
So Seattle bizarre.
Missing out on the playoffs. First time. They obviously won the Champions League, so it'll be a season that goes down in history for them. But I actually put this question on our Twitter yesterday. Is winning Champions League enough to sacrifice that streak?
I think you can only answer that in a few years. If they now go on to continue to make the playoffs and they win MLS Cup again, all right, so they had a blip, but they won the Champions League instead, you know, fine. But if this is the start of a bit of a downturn, you know, how many teams are, you know, look at LA Galaxy, you know, they're back after 2 years out of the playoffs. You could look at Chicago and say it's been a long time since they've really achieved something. You know, the teams have been around a long time. It's very easy to drop off and it's very difficult to come back.
Yeah, well, some of the answers we had, I did say if you support another club, would you sacrifice a playoff spot for winning Champions League?
Personally, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see next season when Orlando are in the Champions League. Our friend LA is our house said, not sure why you can't have both, which is true. But yeah, they'd probably sacrifice playoffs if it meant representing at the Club World Cup, which Seattle are doing. Mm-hmm. Let's see, we've got Yorkie said just yes in capital letters. Mike, a friend of the show, absolutely yes, but now that the Sounders were the first, I wouldn't make that trade again. Watching months of dreary soccer in the aftermath was brutal. And Coach Joe says, you don't get a star above your badge for your CCL wins. So, the league won't even let New York City wear their, won't even let Seattle wear their patch. He's saying no, he wouldn't trade it. So there you go.
Wow. Okay.
A note on SKC. They've actually another odd stat, which is if you're an SKC fan, you'd be confident going into next year because their first 24 games they got 20 points. Their last 9 games they've now got 20 points. So they're hitting form at the wrong time, I guess, but the right time. To look at next season.
Depends how much of a shake-up they're going to have. The front office are going to look at these last few games and go, okay, fine, we maybe don't need as much of a shake around as we first thought, or they've already got it all planned and unfortunately this late run of form is going to make no difference.
No, well, we'll have to see in the close season.
Okay, if we can, I want to go through the results for the weekend. Start at the start, as we should. And let's be honest, aside from Charlotte putting 4 past Philadelphia, some of the early games didn't have that many goals.
They didn't, no. The game that kicked us off on Friday evening, Toronto 0, Inter Miami 1. Higuain got the winner in the 86th minute. And I mean, Toronto have had a poor season, and we'll, you know, we will discuss that more in kind of when we're reviewing the season as a whole. Into Miami, though, they're one of the teams going into these playoffs, and I know they're not there yet, and we'll talk about decision week coming up, but they're hitting good form. They've won the last three now.
Yeah, and they've got a matchup with Orlando midweek to essentially just decide which of them's going to make the playoffs, which is going to be so tasty. I know I'm not a neutral, but that is great for the neutral. And it's been a weird season. You kind of had them at pace with Atlanta, and then all of a sudden they've been the one that have pulled ahead.
Yes, they have. And because they pulled ahead, if you remember from the last episode, it now means that they are the MLS UK Show Championship champions going into the remainder of the season. So, of course, if Orlando win in a few days, they will be taking the MLS UK Show Championship. You'd like to think now it's at the point where that will go into the playoffs, because whoever's winning in those matches, it's that tight, will probably go through. They'll clinch the spot.
Yeah. But
hopefully it's not Orlando.
Moving on to a New England Revolution, who did win 2-1 against Atlanta on Saturday night. I was at a date night with Brian Ian. I saw the score pop up on my phone. I was like, yes, under the table.
Atlanta have now been eliminated. A poor season overall. Recent weeks we've picked up and we've looked like we could make playoffs, but no, too little too late. And we're now out. So again, I'll have more of a say as we review the season as a whole. But very poor. I mean, Martinez's goal looks like it could be a bit of a swan song for him. Something to leave Atlanta.
Something to remember him by.
Yeah, exactly. Which we've discussed before. I think that is needed for both parties. I think Martinez needs to move on. So it's a good way to end. A better way would have been getting into the playoffs, though. New England Revolution have also been eliminated. So last year's Supporters Shield winners, watch out LAFC.
Yeah,
because they're on the whole, I mean, they've been disappointed, haven't they, this season?
Yeah, because the roster's not massively different. You kind of expected them to at least make the playoffs and, be a bit of a tough team to beat in the playoffs. But yeah, not made it, which is a surprise.
No, and losing Turner and Buxer in the summer, I mean, you could argue that they weren't exactly top of the conference before they left. So it's been a poor season overall, but they've not quite replace those yet. So it's going to be a busy close season for New England Revolution. They end the season away at Chicago in a game of nothing, basically.
A game of nothing.
Yeah. Colorado 1, Dallas 0. Colorado have been eliminated. They won 3 of the last 4. They showed a little bit, but not quite enough. I mean, the 6 games they didn't win before that is probably more of an indication of where they've been at this season. Dallas are third. They need a point to guarantee a home game. And could they be dark horses going into the playoffs?
I don't know if they are dark horses. I think at the start of the season, did we expect them to be there? Maybe not. But ultimately, you know, they've been there or thereabouts all season. They've been an impressive side. So at this point, when we're looking at who's going to be, a big side in the playoffs, Dallas have to be in that conversation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how we do. Of course, you just need a point in the last game against SKC to confirm a home game. Obviously, they'll get to a point where they'll run out of home games because they'll play one of the teams above them. But it's been an interesting season because they got, you know, they transferred out a few big names, and as a result, they've become a better squad.
Side, yeah.
Yeah, so let's see how we do. Colorado end the season away at Austin. That'll be the last game of 2022. They'll hope for a better season next year. Right, we said before that Daniel Rios had the best weekend out of any player in MLS. I think it's safe to say that Donovan Pines for DC United probably had the worst. An own goal and a sending off. But Montreal win again.
It's almost impressive, though, isn't it? Sometimes you have to give a pat on the back and say, do you know what? If you're going to have a bad day at the office, do it properly.
Yeah, exactly. It could be a metaphor, really, for DC's season as well, which I didn't really get going and imploded quite spectacularly a while ago now. Montreal got the win. They'll play Miami away next week. And as I said, if they win and Philadelphia don't, or they lose, then Montreal could end the season on top. But again, you know, we've said before, Montreal just going under the radar. They've only lost 1 in 14 and they're good value, aren't they? And they could be. I'd call Dallas dark horses. I mean, Montreal technically, for who they are, would be dark horses, but it wouldn't be that much of a surprise if they went far in the playoffs.
Could still win the East, so yeah. Then they definitely wouldn't be dark horses. But no, I know what you mean. I remember seeing them in, you know, the first couple of games of the season and wasn't that impressed. They've come into their own and, you know, 10 points clear of NYCFC at this point, who, of course, are a considerably much better team than a lot of the sides in the East. So, very impressive season from Montreal. And ultimately, you know, 10 points clear of NYCFC and, you know, 15 points clear of the playoff line. And you sort of think, well, any of those games where they've built up the, you know, that lead in the playoffs, they could easily go the distance here.
Yeah, you think that if it wasn't for... I mean, how good have Philadelphia been? I mean, still only 2 points above Montreal. That just says how good Montreal have been. They end the season, as I said, away at Miami. DC ended at Cincinnati. But I'm sure if you offered Wayne Rooney that he could just end the season now...
Take it.
He'd probably take it, yeah. Speaking of Cincinnati, they got beat 3-2 away at Chicago. They're on the line, Cincinnati. We'll talk about them a little later on because they've got a big decision day as well. But Chicago, this is a really big win for Chicago because of it's away at Cincinnati, which is mad to say considering where Cincinnati have been in recent years. But again, they've shown glimpses in recent weeks, but it's not been consistent enough, has it?
Well, you use the phrase too little, too late earlier on, and that's exactly what this is from Chicago. You know, ultimately, at the start of the season, we were impressed. They weren't conceding goals. And if you're not conceding goals, you always give yourself a chance. But ultimately, they're, what, 6, 7, 8 points off playoffs. But in terms of performance, on average, across the season, they've been a long way off.
Yeah, for Chicago, John Duran, 18 years old. He scored his 8th and 9th goals of a season against Cincinnati. He's been linked with a move to Liverpool and Chelsea. If he was to move around £10 million, that's some serious money coming in, along with First Lanina as well. But Chicago have really got to reinvest in the team.
Yeah, but you sort of think bringing in Shaqiri, having Mueller, having Shabilko, I kind of like what they did with the money they had before. It just hasn't worked. And I think this is the difficult thing. And, you know, we've mentioned it with Orlando. The roster's great. You've got to, as a coach, you've got to go and get something out of that, though.
Yeah, well, if you look at Cincinnati and how successful they've been, and part of the reason is because you've got Acosta, who scored 9, 17 assists, Vasquez, 17 goals this season, Brenner's scored 15. Those are the types of numbers that you would expect from some of the names in Chicago's team. So they've not clicked. Next season, though, when they've had another, you know, few months of playing with
this
each
is the
other,
risk, isn't it? Do you keep it? Do you keep it together and believe in it? Or do you blow it up and start again? Again.
I think you've got to stick with it and see where they are come the end of the European season.
Different coach?
Well, probably, yeah. But it depends who you can get in. You've got to look for, is it MLS experience? Do you want a big name to deal with the big players? I don't know. But Chicago, well, you know, if they win, they end the season at home to any Revs. If they win, they could move up to 10th. So, yeah, it could be, then it's, I don't know, a positive end to the season. It might change.
Change, coach. Derek Etienne Jr., I associate heavily with New York Red Bulls.
Yeah, I liked how the commentary in this game, when he scored his first goal, he said, rage against your old team.
Nice. Love that.
So I wonder how long they've been thinking of that
Yeah,
for.
Someone's been waiting to get that one out.
But Etienne Junior scored, he scored 8 this year, which is the most prolific he's had in his time. I think he scored 6 one season for Red Bulls a few years ago. So, yeah, he's done all right. And it's Columbus now. We're in that group of 4 teams in the East who could make the playoffs.
8 this season, 2 of which in the last 4 minutes of the game the other day.
If he carries on that record, he's going to get he's going to score quite a lot against Orlando.
Red Bulls not bothered, already clinched?
Yeah, I mean, all they've got to play for now is bragging rights, I guess, with NYCFC. They're in 4th, NYCFC in 3rd. They've lost three of the last four, though. Is that a worry for Red Bulls going into the playoffs?
I think so. I think you have to be careful switching off. You know, nice to have the break going into the playoffs, but ultimately, you want the form, you want the confidence, you want to be winning games. Because it's win or go home.
Yeah, exactly. San Jose beat Minnesota 2-0. Shea Salinas scored in what's definitely going to be his last game at PayPal Park. A deflected free kick, which considering some of his goal-scoring records over the years, is probably a perfect metaphor for him in front of goal. I mean, we've spoke about San Jose. They're bottom at the moment. They can go above Houston, but... they're away at Seattle, so who knows what will happen there. But Minnesota, they're in the mix for playoffs on decision day. They've got a massive game against Vancouver. We'll talk about that a little later on. They've not won in six. They are in real danger of dropping out now, and there's no second chances.
No, and like we just said with Red Bulls, you want to be winning games, and you feel like they now have to be the favourites to drop out just because of that poor form. And if they were somehow to scrape in, you have no idea how that's going to go.
Yeah, well, the big game on decision day for Minnesota against Vancouver. Vancouver won 2-0 against Austin. We wrote them off a few weeks ago. They're now right in the mix. I got to tell you this story, though, about Vancouver. So my mate John, who I went uni with, I've told you about John before. He listens to the podcast. He is currently in Vancouver, so he's living there for a bit with his girlfriend, Amy. And I woke up on Sunday morning. I'm going through his story. And I like going through his story because he goes to the matches. So you get to see BC Place, which is a great stadium, I've got to say. One of the more underrated stadiums in MLS. And I was watching it, and he shared a video of Vancouver that they've put on their official social media where Ryan Gold turns up at John's house and presents Amy as a super fan with this mystery box.
What?
So I messaged him, and he then later on put on his story that they showed it on the big screen on the Jumbotron. So he's filming her while they're watching it. So he explained what had happened a few months ago. Vancouver had been looking for super fans. So John suggested Amy, and then I don't know whether it was the UK link or whatever, but they've chose Amy.
Wow.
Ryan Gold turns up at his house. So I was asking him about it, and he actually said that he got told that this was going to happen, but not Ryan Gold. So they're assuming, oh, it's going to be the mascot, or it's going to be an old player or something. Then get a buzz on the door. Hey, it's Ryan Gold for Amy. He's like, I do an American accent. It'd be Scottish, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But so he turns up at the door and he have a picture, and it's, so that's on Vancouver's social media pages. But
incredible.
Yeah. And he won as well. Ryan Gold scored. So maybe he has to see Amy again before the Minnesota game.
Yeah, absolutely. Just she's now royalty at this point. Get him into the playoffs, Amy.
2-0, a good result for Vancouver against Austin, because as we said, we looked a few weeks ago, we thought they've got some tough games, they're probably not going to do it, and now they're right in the mix.
Yeah, a word on Austin though. I mean, that train to the playoff train in Austin is absolutely steaming through. The playoff tickets for that home berth sold out in matter of minutes. It's going to be an absolute fortress.
It is. The one win in seven suggests that train limped over the line. But it'd be an amazing day. Austin, we've seen all season how great that place is. It's always full. Yeah. The greens, doing the off Wolf of Wall Street. The dun-dun, dun-dun. That's one of the stadiums that I would love to visit. I'd love to watch a match there. And it's their first time in the playoffs. You're right. Despite Austin's form, I would hate to be coming up against them.
Yeah, absolutely. Some team who's made the playoffs that deserves a bit of a fanfare is LA Galaxy.
Yeah, I don't want Galaxy fans to think we are, we say it at the end, 5 stars, LA Galaxy style.
I want them to be doing well. It's just that they have, ever since I've watched MLS, they haven't. Yeah. So it's, come on, this is it. This is the year.
It is the year. Maybe. If matches don't go to penalties, maybe, because they miss another one.
And they avoid LAFC and a lot of other variable factors.
Yeah, so they have clinched it. They got a 1-1 draw against RSL because of the matches that they've won and goal difference and all of that. They're secure. They could actually finishing third if goal difference goes their way this weekend. I want to discuss the penalties, though. It's like musical chairs. This week, it was another missed penalty. Then Douglas Costa scored later in the game, so now he's at the front of that queue. Yeah. All jokes aside, though, penalties can be, especially now it's not a two-legged playoffs like we used to have, penalties can be a massive thing. And if LA Galaxy have got this in their head, that they've missed quite a lot of penalties recently, could that come back to bite them?
I think so. I think the players will say no, but I think any sensible person who, you know, has a real think about the mentality of this would have to agree that it's always going to be there now. It's always going to be there. I don't like taking penalties myself. I mean, I'm playing at a very amateur level, but it's just not something I'm good at. I'm quite good at shooting, terrible at penalties. And that's always in the back of my head, you know. And I just think, you know, we're going to see twice as many penalty shootouts now as we did before, just because these games have to end. They have to have a result. There's no second leg. So the chances are LA Galaxy are going to end up in a penalty shootout, and it could be a serious problem. Hello, if you're watching this just before the World Cup, when we play out some of these clips where we've basically predicted the future.
Yeah, I'm just glad that we won't play America, unless we both get to the final. I'm glad we won't play America in a playoff, penalty shootout. RSL not winning five, but they go into the last game knowing if they win, they're in. We'll talk about that when we talk about decision day. But RSL are a team that have had that before in recent years, where they've maybe not had the form going in, but they just get it done at the end.
Yeah, last year needed help from LA Galaxy. This year it's in their own hands.
Yeah, there's a few games like that. It's set to be one hell of a decision day.
Now, one thing I don't want to talk about, but we're going to kind of have to. Orlando went on the road to New York, lost 2-1, took the lead. Again, took the lead away from home and threw it away. Oscar Perea, I am sick of it. I am absolutely sick of it.
At least Facundo Torres is scoring again.
I mean, yeah, a great player, deserves way better, if I'm honest with you.
So, yeah, 1-0, then 2-1, right at the end of the match. I think 10 minutes to go, Magno, got the second goal for NYCFC. They're third now. They will get a home match wherever they play. They've got a choice of about three homes, but they will be playing at one of them. Won the last three, including that game against Atlas. They're hitting form at the right time. Orlando, you've won 1 in 4. You've got two massive games this week where, realistically, you probably just need to win one, maybe get 4 points, you know, to be sure. But I'm going to ask you this question, and I know the answer because of what you've said in recent episodes. Are you confident they can do that?
No, and not from a sort of like showy podcast kind of angle, from a genuine disappointment, you know, level of disappointment. I don't believe in this team. For some reason, something's not right. And, you know, I honestly think the roster is really good. So, unfortunately, you have to start pointing fingers elsewhere. Performances have been really poor, even when they've got themselves into good positions. It's not worked out. So when the pressure's on, can they do it? Who knows? Mm. The point is, I think if they qualify for the playoffs, I don't have any confidence in them then either.
Well, you'll be away as well. Ironically, going to somewhere like New York City FC.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, not great for Orlando. I think you'll be fine. I think you'll do it, but I'm looking at it as a neutral.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Last but not least then, Nashville 1, Houston 2. Nashville had already clinched their spot in the playoffs before this, so we'll give them the benefit of the doubt because Houston winning at Nashville is quite a surprising result. I mean, Houston, 13th. They could finish bottom. They could finish 13th. It all depends on if San Jose win at Seattle, which I don't think they will anyway. Nashville, though, they are level with LA Galaxy to try and get the home game in the playoffs. This is the third consecutive season of Nashville in MLS and the third time they've made playoffs. How good is that? I think there's only four teams that have managed that expansion team.
It's really impressive. And we've always admired the way they went about it. You know, not a huge roster full of superstars, just good players that play together, work well, good formation, good tactics, good coach. Hugely impressive from Nashville to clinch for the third year running. are they going to get that home spot? It worked for them last year. You know, they have actually performed quite well in the playoffs previously.
And of course, they're at a new stadium now.
Exactly. So, yeah, I do think they might miss out on the home berth, you know, with the likes of Galaxy and Dallas ahead of them. But I do think in years to come, the change of stadium in the playoffs, if they can just get themselves over the line a little bit sooner, with a few more points, that stadium could be a massive, massive factor in them bringing some silverware.
Similar to Austin.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
MLS UK Show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
So now it's time to look ahead and look ahead to this week of Decision Day. It's more like a decision week because some of the games in midweek are massive. Let's start with the East then. Of course, we kind of touched on Orlando travelling to Miami, and Charlotte play Columbus as well, which, I mean, if Charlotte beat Columbus, that puts them right in the... Especially if Miami and Orlando draw, that puts them right.
My brain trying to do all the calculations as you say words is like, this is going to be so difficult.
So, right. So we've got Wednesday evening, the Charlotte v Columbus, Miami versus Orlando. Those are the two matches this week. And then we go into Decision Day.
Yeah.
It's amazing how whoever's foreshadowed the having these matches, when we talk about the West as well, they all play each other.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. How do you see that going? I know you're worried as an Orlando fan.
Big time.
Miami's form. This is a big game anyway, but as Miami haven't really had one over on Orlando yet. Is this the... Because I remember when Atlanta kept on beating Orlando, and the more times we played and we were like, I'm going to lose. Lose. And
then, yeah, that's where I'm at now with this. And I think... I don't know... You could go back 10 podcast episodes and I told you this would happen. You know, I said something's not right. We don't look like a squad that's together. Something's missing, and the wheels could all come off here. And that's genuinely what I predict.
I know it's a different scale, but we said about Seattle winning Champions League that and not making playoffs, it's still a successful season. For Orlando...
No. I know the question. No.
Even though that's your first silverware as an MLS club?
No. To beat Sacramento Republic, with all respect...
Well, they beat everyone else. Everyone else was in the tournament as well.
Yeah, but... Come on. Like, we lost 8 home games. That's more than any other team in MLS, apart from DC, who tie us for that.
So, he gets you in the Champions League. Does that not mean it's a successful season?
No, because for me, there's no excuse for not making the playoffs. If you're going to get into the Champions League, but you can't even qualify for the playoffs, what hope do you have? You know, if you're going to win US Open Cup, but then you can't even finish in the, you know, the top 6, top 4, get yourself a home playoff berth, what are you doing? The roster is good enough. In the past, I'd have excused it. This roster, with Facundo Torres and Cara, and the keeping the defence together... You know, even with having Schlegel come in, you know, it's still a good roster. Antonio Carlos, it's solid. It's not good enough.
Miami, I mean, it's their first time they would be making playoffs, I guess. So that is an improvement for them.
Higuain might show some interest.
Well, he is showing the last few weeks. We said about them being fine. Seems weird to say, but could Miami do anything in the playoffs? Could they cause a surprise?
I don't think so.
No.
And I don't. That's not coming from an Orlando standpoint. I don't know. It's something about Phil Neville that I'm not sold on. I think like Orlando, they've still got some problems. I think they've got a lot of bridges to build, a lot of foundations to build before they are taken seriously almost. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I do think you look at Miami and think, nah.
So Cincinnati then, they're the one team out of the five teams that can still make playoffs in the East that aren't playing. I mean, Cincinnati could go into Decision Day out of the top seven, or at least seventh, sorry, if Columbus win and then Orlando or Miami both win. Actually, Cincinnati have only won 11, so if Orlando and Miami draw, Cincinnati could actually be out of the top seven. Anyway, we'll come cross that bridge on Decision Day. My point being, for Cincinnati, they're going to be a wave. They get in the playoffs. If you look at this season, which is a much improved season, but I've got here that Cincinnati, their last, this weekend was their first defeat in 11. In that 11 games, they've drawn away at Seattle, won at RSL, drawn at NYC and Red Bulls. They're showing form away from home. If Cincinnati get in the playoffs, they will be away. They shouldn't be scared, surely.
We're having to retrain our brains, aren't we, to try and entertain the fact that Cincinnati could be remotely anywhere near the playoffs, let alone you're talking about going and winning an away leg. There was a couple of draws in there. You mentioned these are all going to be played over one leg. Are they going to win more than two games in the playoffs? I don't think. They've had an incredible season by their standards, an incredible season. They've had a better season by their standards than LAFC have by their standards, but they don't win MLS Cup.
Well, winning MLS Cup may be a step too far, but going quite far in it, for me, we mentioned Acosta, Vasquez and Brenner before. They've got goals in them. They've got assists in them. So they can score goals. However, we'll wait and see what we do. They might not even make playoffs yet. We'll have to see how we do. Ironically, I've just mentioned some of the teams they've got results at. They played DC away in the last game. Ironically, the most MLS thing possible would be for them to lose that game against DC. Right, moving over to the... I'll tell you what, out of those five teams, there's three spaces. Who gets them?
Oof. Put me on the spot there.
Because I think Charlotte beat Columbus, you know. And then they get right into... They're right in it.
Miami, Columbus, Cincinnati.
I think you pull it out the bag at Miami. So Orlando. I'd like to see Cincy in there. And I think they will beat DC. So I'm going to put Cincy in there. And other than that, I'm going to put... I think you beat Miami, but Columbus beat you. So I'm going to put Columbus in there as well.
Okay.
Right, moving to the West. Now, this is a bit more simpler, really, because they all play each other. So we're up to Nashville in fifth have all clinched their spot. There's two spaces left. Portland have to go to RSL. And as we've mentioned, Minnesota are at home to Vancouver. So Portland have got 46 points. Minnesota have got 45. Real Salt Lake have got 44. Vancouver, 43. Minnesota have won the most games, so they have got an advantage with that. But how does this end?
I can't look past Portland.
Even though they've got to go to RSL?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is hard.
Because Minnesota's form is shocking at the moment. So much so that even if they got through, I don't think they're going through in the next
game. So it's Minnesota-Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
I have to back Vancouver in that.
I'm actually going to agree with you because there's something with Minnesota where they just drop in and I don't see them winning.
If I'm not picking Orlando, I can't pick Minnesota for the same reasons.
So if Vancouver win then, because Vancouver need to win. If they draw, they're out. It doesn't matter. So Vancouver win. So you're going with Portland and Vancouver.
Yep.
Okay, I've got a funny feeling a big team's going to drop out somewhere. And Portland are probably the biggest who can drop out. So I think RSL win. And I think, you know what, actually, I think Minnesota scrape a draw. I'm giving you one last chance, Minnesota. I think they scrape a draw. So it's basically, it ends how it is. Well, Vancouver would be eighth, but you know what I mean.
Some bold predictions. Let us know yours at MLS UK Show on Twitter, on Instagram. We're on TikTok now as well. I keep scrolling through TikTok and then my whole face appears on the screen all of a sudden. I'm like, what? Yeah, at MLS UK Show. Give us a follow.
Yes, so now it's time to play a game. But if you remember on the last episode, you normally choose the game.
I forgot about this.
And now it's me choosing the game because you liked the last game so much you wanted to play it yourself. So yeah. This is a game where I have chosen three voice clips of random MLS-related people and you've got to try and guess who it is from who they are. I believe the game is called Who Are Ya?
Who Are Ya? Okay, so are they on here, yeah?
Yes, they are, okay. Yes. So, clip number one, play it when you're ready and try and play along at home, so don't tell me who you think it is, and we'll reveal all after we've played all three.
Okay, here we go.
And then everybody moving straight over here to Manchester, and so it's been incredible. Just trying to adapt and into a new way of living, driving on the opposite side of the road.
Who could that be? We'll play it again in a moment. But if you want to play number two when you're ready. Still thinking.
No, I think I know who it is. And I can see his face, but I can't think of his name. Okay. Yes, I've got it. I've got it.
Okay.
No Brasil, com a seleção. E de uma forma geral, conquistar títulos, que é aquilo que mais me deixa motivado.
I believe that we will win.
Who could that be?
What was that?
That may be a hint with the first word he says or second word he says. So let's play it again.
No Brasil, com a seleção.
There's your
game. E de uma forma geral, conquistar títulos, que é aquilo que mais me deixa motivado.
I believe that we will win.
So what was the second word or first word?
Brazil.
Brazil, there's your hint. Okay, third one. Last one.
Yeah, I mean, Dom's definitely probably my best friend on the team. He's been really good to me since I've come in as a rookie, and we just kind of grown together really, really close in our relationship, and, you know, we just click off the pitch.
Do you think you know who that is?
I think so. Can I hear it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Dom's definitely probably my...
All right. Is the first one...
The first one. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, play it again.
And then everybody moving straight over here to Manchester, and so it's been incredible. Just trying to adapt and into a new way of living, driving on the opposite side of the road.
Is it Chris Armas?
No.
Oh, okay.
It is Jason Kreis. Off of the Jason Kreis is right. He spent time at Man City before he went to New York City.
Not my favorite MLS personality, I'll be honest.
Okay, the second one.
No Brasil, com a seleção.
E
de uma forma Brazil. Geral, conquistar títulos, que é aquilo que mais me deixa motivado.
I believe that we will win.
No idea.
Okay, so if I said Brazil's your hint, and if I told you that those fans at the end were Orlando fans.
Antonio Carlos?
No.
Oh, brilliant.
Think of back in the past.
Oh, I forgot about like old, yeah, that's what Al Fox me with Jason Kreis as well. Ricardo Kaká.
That's the man.
Right.
Right, and the third one. So your face lit up at this one. Do you think you know who it is?
Is that from our own podcast?
Play it.
Yeah, I mean, Dom's definitely probably my best friend on the team. He's been really good to me since I've come in as a rookie, and we just kind of grown together really, really close in our relationship, and, you know, we just click off the pitch.
That's someone talking to me.
It is, yeah. I don't want to say that I didn't want to put the effort in to find one, but, yeah.
For copyright reasons, you thought best just use our own audio.
Yeah.
That is former Orlando City and Hibs winger Chris Mueller.
It is, yeah. Well done. One right. Yeah. You give me Ray Hudson at the end, so I thought I'd better give you one. And I did think when I made it, I thought if he gets this wrong, this is going to be so fun. So there we go. So that rounds that off. That new game of Who Are You? Sure, we'll bring it back at some point.
I do love a ridiculous game. I will try and come up with one for our next episode as we will be heading into the playoffs, of course.
We will, yes. And speaking of that, it's time to look ahead to this weekend's action and do some predictions. If you remember, Elliot, last time, there were only one game, but we still did predictions. Who do you think won?
You.
No, it was you.
Was
I said,
it?
You said that LA Galaxy would win, and just out of fairness, I said, oh no, it'd be a draw. But obviously, LA Galaxy did beat San Jose 3-2.
Yes.
So we're going into decision day at 6-6 for the season.
Okay, so the games are Wednesday night, Thursday morning for us here in the UK. Up first is Charlotte versus Columbus.
I'm going to go 2-0 Charlotte.
1-0 Columbus.
Into Miami versus Orlando.
3-2 Miami.
I think 3-2 Orlando.
Atlanta host NYCFC.
Annoyingly, we'll probably win this.
Yeah, pressure's off.
Yeah, 2-1. And Martinez will score.
1-0 for me.
Chicago versus New England Revolution. Nothing on this one?
No, Chris Mueller to score, though. No, I think it'll be 1-0 Chicago.
Well, considering that Chicago have been involved in 3-2 matches in their last three matches, which is incredible, really, I don't think it'll be 3-2. I think that run will stop, but I think it'll be 2-2. They'll draw.
The worst team in the East, DC United, at home to Cincinnati, who have got a lot to play for.
They have the former worst team in the East. I'd love to go full MLS on this, but I think Cincy will do it. I think they'll win 2-0.
I'm going to go 4-1 Cincy.
Oof, big result. Miami v Montreal. Massive game, this, actually. Miami playoffs. Montreal could finish top of the East.
2-2.
I think Montreal win 2-1.
How about Red Bulls hosting Charlotte?
Charlotte could have something on this, but I think... they've never been great away, have they? I think Red Bulls win. They get back to winning ways. I'm going to go 2-1 again.
2-0 Red Bulls.
Orlando v Columbus.
I reckon we win this when it'll be too late. 1-0.
I think you'll end with a draw. 1-1.
Philly at home to Toronto.
I think Philly will take it out on Toronto. I think 4-0.
Yeah, I'll go 3 for safety.
Austin versus Colorado.
Big Austin win 3-1.
I don't know where to go with this because Austin literally, they're already, they're comfy in second. They can't move up or down. So, I mean, Colorado are obviously out as well. I don't know. I think, yeah, just got 2-1 Austin.
Dallas host Kansas.
SKC are finishing well. So I think they'll surprise people here. I think they'll go to Dallas and win 2-1.
2-2 for me.
Houston versus LA Galaxy.
0-0.
Really? 0-0? Yeah. Wow. I think LA Galaxy 2-1.
LAFC are hosting Nashville SC.
Yes, they'll get the supporters shield afterwards. LAFC finish on a win. 3-1.
I'm going to go 2-0.
Minnesota versus Vancouver. Massive, massive match.
I backed Vancouver, didn't I? So I've got to do it again. I'm going to go 2-1.
I'm going to go with a draw. I think 1-1.
Okay. RSL host Portland. You said you think Portland might drop out.
Yeah, I've got a funny feel. I think it'd be 1-0 to RSL.
I'm going to go 2-1 Portland.
And last but not least, Seattle versus San Jose.
Seattle win this 3-1.
Yeah, I think Seattle go out on a high 3-0. So, like last year as well and previous years, the matches are split. If you don't know, they play all the matches remaining in the East. They all play each other. No cross-conference matches.
No.
Easter at 7:30 in the evening here in the UK.
Sky, love that, by the way.
Yes, Sky Sports and no doubt Free Sports will have matches on. And in the West, it's 10 p.m. I'm in Spain this weekend, so I will be watching, but you can add an hour to them for me. So yeah, those are the matches that remain in, and we'll see who wins regular season predictions.
Yes, go into the wire. I love it. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy decision day. We'll be back with a stoppage time to run through everything that we have gleaned. Plenty of drama. There's some big teams still to be knocked out.
There is. Before we go, let's get the answer to the game with a changing name, which I'll be honest, Elliot, I don't have a clue who it is. You're gonna have to give me some more.
I'll give you some more teams. Man United, West Ham, Lazio, Derby.
I know. Ravel Morrison.
Ravel Morrison.
Now DC United, of course. He has been everywhere. He's still only like 26. Well done if you got that right. Maybe I'm looking at DC fans for that one. Or if there's any fans of the clubs that you've mentioned who might recognise that. We'll have another one next time. So we're going to do stoppage time next week, and then we'll be back for a full episode in the middle of the playoffs. Can't wait to see what happens, who's in there, who clinches their spot this weekend. And make sure you follow us at MLS UK Show. We'll be covering the matches and no doubt tweeting and talking about them. I'm at Henry_Hewitt. Don't forget the second underscore. That's on Twitter. And your Twitter, Elliot, is just at Elliot Holman.
Correct, because I don't need underscores.
Yeah. We're also on TikTok as well, as Elliot said before. At MLS UK Show. Right, well, that's it. Please, if you are listening on your podcast provider, if you get a minute, please leave us a rating and a review. But if you're going to rate us, there's one rule and one rule only.
5 stars only, LA Galaxy style.
Which potentially could
be six. That's going to be really inconvenient for this joke.
Thanks very much for getting involved. Thanks very much for watching. Once again, on YouTube, I hope it all works out. I hope it looks great. If it doesn't, then please forgive us and we'll be back to normal next time.
See you later.
See ya. Sports Social
Podcast Network. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.